Hi, everybody. It was 5 years ago this week that a financial crisis on Wall Street spread to Main Street and very nearly turned a recession into a depression. In a matter of months, millions of Americans were robbed of their jobs, their homes, their savings, after a decade in which they'd already been working harder and harder just to get by. It was a crisis from which we're still trying to recover. But thanks to the grit and determination of the American people, we're steadily recovering. Over the past 3.5 years, our businesses have created 7.5 million new jobs. Our housing market is healing. We've become less dependent on foreign oil. Healthcare costs are growing at the slowest rate in 50 years. And in just over a week, millions of Americans without healthcare will be able to get covered for less than $100 a month. So our economy is gaining traction, and we're finally tackling threats to middle-class prosperity that Washington neglected for far too long. But as any middle-class family listening right now knows, we've got a long way to go to get to where we need to be. And after 5 years spent digging out of the crisis, the last thing we need is for Washington to manufacture another one. But that's what will happen in the next few weeks if Congress doesn't meet two deadlines. First, the most basic constitutional duty Congress has is passing a budget. But if it doesn't pass one before September 30th, a week from Monday, the government will shut down. And so will many services the American people expect. Military personnel, including those deployed overseas, won't get their paychecks on time. Federal loans for rural communities, small business owners, and new home buyers will be frozen. Critical research into life-saving discoveries and renewable energy will be halted. All of this can be prevented if Congress just passes a budget. Second, Congress must authorize the Treasury to pay America's bills. This is done with a simple, usually routine vote to raise what's called the debt ceiling. Since the 1950s, Congress has always passed it, and every president has signed it, Democrats and Republicans, including President Reagan. And if this Congress doesn't do it within the next few weeks, the United States will default on its obligations and put our entire economy at risk. This is important. Raising the debt ceiling is not the same as approving more spending. It lets us pay for what Congress already spent. It doesn't cost a dime or add a penny to our deficit. In fact, right now our deficits are already falling at the fastest rate since the end of World War II. And by the end of this year, we'll have cut our deficits by more than half since I took office. But reducing our deficits and debt isn't even what the current standoff in Congress seems to be all about. The fact is, Democrats and some reasonable Republicans are willing to raise the debt ceiling and pass a sensible budget, one that cuts spending on